The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports show, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
Big news in the Big Ten. A big deal. The Big Ten has hit a huge $7.5 billion deal for the TV rights with Fox, CBS, and NBC, Scarlett.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable because the last deal they had, which is still in effect right now, is a six-year, $2.6 billion contract that goes through next July. And then after that, seven-year, $7.5 billion deal split between three different networks, which is interesting. It's kind of like a miniature NFL deal.
Well, I think what's massive about it, right, now that USC and UCLA have joined the Big Ten,
yes.
I mean, it opens that conference up to, you know, the Los Angeles TV market, right? So I think, I mean, my goodness, what a contract. And I think that kind of justifies it, no?
Well, now the Big 28.
It will be in a couple of years. Yeah.
I mean, good for them. But we're back down to the two big conferences now, the Big Ten and the SEC. And each will have 16 member schools once their current expansion plans take effect. That's a lot of teams.
I'm a Vandy grad, so it's all about the SEC for me. But, you know, this upstart conference of theirs is really coming on strong. And what they're going to do, Scarlett, if I'm reading this correctly, is they're going to have, like, similar to what the NFL does with Sunday Night Football, they're going to have a Big Ten Saturday night. So you're going to have a primetime game every Saturday night for college football. I think that's a really big deal. I think that's got a lot of, a lot of motivation for why, NBC, ABC. I mean, the interesting thing to me also is that ESPN is not involved here, right? So
yeah.
It's going to be an interesting contract. It's going to be interesting to see these teams play.
Well, the one thing that the ESPN is involved in, they are involved in the SEC. They did something
similar last year.
When Texas and Oklahoma said they were going to come in. So ESPN is grabbing something of this, but the big thing is with the Big Ten. I mean, this is so huge, it's ridiculous.
So I was reading how less than 20 years ago, Big Ten schools are splitting less than $200 million in media rights money annually when you adjust for inflation. And then now we're talking about $1 billion plus per year for the Big Ten, which will be 12 schools by the time the USC and UCLA join. It is just remarkable. And there's another story I was reading that brought up that this really re-energizes the debate over whether athletes should share somehow in this windfall.
You took the words out of my mouth, Scarlett. I mean, in this evolving world, I mean, of college athletes' rights, it's going to be interesting to see how players can participate in a deal of this magnitude.
Right. This is not NIL anymore, right? They can make money off their name, image, and likeness. But at this point, don't they deserve salaries? Because without them, you can't get this $7.5 billion deal.
Well, NIL, it's something that when it came on the scene, I'm like, whoa. And I've always said, to any athlete, I don't care if you're college or pro, get what you can while you can. And now with all this money going around, you better doggone believe if I'm in the Big Ten, if I'm playing for Michigan, I'm going to get what I can.
I also wonder whether the big money implications of all this changes the frequency of games, right? You play games once a week, but if there's this much money in it, do you lengthen the season? Do you add more games?
You make a very, very interesting point. I mean, the way the NFL has made so much more money off their broadcasting and media rights is with Thursday night games, with Saturday night, with Sunday. I mean, all of that. Monday night games, obviously. But I think you're right. I think this could be the beginning of, you know, a lot of these schools, a lot of these players. And then, I mean, these players, again, they're student athletes. How can they possibly manage their academic careers? Yeah. If you have games on Wednesday and Thursday night, but I guess that's where we're headed.
And if you play for UCLA or USC, you're going to be flying cross country constantly.
That's right. Now, what this does do, if you play for the college and the college game of the week is, you know, Bug Tussle Community College against, you know, the Mama's Boys, you're going to have a tough time trying to get on TV at all.
Mm-hmm. Really good point. You just have created two giant leagues and then everyone else is an afterthought. It just does not matter.
Yeah. This gap is going to be pronounced when you see this deal.
And I think what you're seeing also is there's been some negotiations going around about the NCAA and its authority over college football and whether or not, I mean, if we're all, you know, just to make our audience aware, you know, there's another organization that runs the college football playoff, CFP, and there's been talk about CFP taking a bigger role in NCAA sports and NCAA football from a governing perspective. So I wonder what this means for that.
I think the one thing, too, that I noticed about all of this and Big Ten Saturday night is going to be good. If you are a big fan of Sunday night football in the NFL, Saturday night college football is going to be on steroids compared to what it was in the past.
It's going to be massive. And look, I mean, this kind of is right in the wheelhouse of legalized sports gambling, right? I mean, the fact that you now have a marquee matchup every Saturday night, I mean, you know, it's just going to grab so much attention. And if, you know, if some of these matchups, as we kind of envision, you know, I mean, UCLA, USC, Michigan, Wisconsin, I mean, you're going to have a lot to watch.
So Friday night is high school football. Saturday night is college football. Sunday night is NFL. Monday night is NFL. Thursday night is NFL. Your media broadcaster. Yeah, you have Tuesday and Wednesday to do something.
When does Dancing with the Stars come on?
Not that anyone watches TV that way by appointment, aside from sports, right?
Dancing
with the Stars you can watch Saturday during the commercial break.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Michael Barr. Catch us here each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, exploring the world of money and sports. And catch me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
I'm on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
And you can find me on Twitter at D Sass Hour.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world.
Your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.